The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, Grilling World. Thanks for taking some time and tuning in with us. It's always fun to do the show out of the studio, especially if the weather's crappy. We almost ended up outside today, so I'm kind of happy we're up here.
Yeah, nice, you know, and warm. What? I am too, because I had a great Thanksgiving. Still got that bloat going from the feeding frenzy on Thursday.
I was noticing that.
Yeah, but it's starting to come down, and I tell you what, there's nothing better than being with friends and just family and hanging out and getting caught up on things and discussing all the things that are happening in the world and things. But
is that a tear in your eye?
No, that's not a tear in my eye. But I tell you what, I do enjoy this time of year. It's good to be around with family. But right now we've got a guy on the line that's almost family. He's our resident sporting goods expert, Merle from Allen Bob's. Good morning, Merle.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great.
How'd you survive Black Friday?
Oh, it was kind of a nightmare, but not too bad. You know, business is good, so that's all good.
Fantastic. Glad to hear it.
We wanted to talk a little bit about Randy's muzzleloader. I'm wondering if you showed him how to put the bullets in that thing so he can make it go boom.
Yeah, you do have to put a bullet in there to shoot anything, but that does help. I don't know if maybe just a cap went off when he shot it last.
I do have a quick story I will share with you. Last Sunday night, I got up in my tree stand, and the next-door neighbor had shot a deer earlier, and I sat on a fence row, and he came back in his truck about 45 minutes before dark. So he's driving back and forth right by my tree. So I get out of my tree, say, bag it, it's not going to be any good tonight. And I get in the truck, I unload my gun, I put it in the case, and it's sitting on the passenger seat. And I just, now I got the last 30 minutes before dark. I'm going to cruise around and just look for deer, okay? Well, I'm driving along. It's that time of night. I put the glasses on a field, and sure enough, there's four or five deer sitting out there. I'm sitting there beside the road on a dirt road out in northeast Kent County. My truck's in park. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking through the binoculars. All of a sudden, I look up, and there's lights going on behind me. DNR officer pulled up behind me, and they had had reports of people road hunting in the area.
And guess what Randy was doing?
Well, I wasn't. Right. I wasn't road hunting at all, but he did check my gun. He went through everything, checked my license. But the moral of that story is I had the muzzle loader with me, and he asked me, was it loaded? And I said, I don't know how to answer you, officer, because there's no cap in it, but there is powder and a bullet in the barrel. So, Merle, is that loaded or unloaded? He seemed to think it was okay being unloaded because there was no ignition source in there being the cap. So,
yeah, I guess, you know, that is kind of a sticky situation. I myself would call that loaded, you know, if I was to hand it to an individual. But, you know, under the law, I would say that it was probably unloaded because there is not an ignition system in it.
I think the rest of the story is, in my mind anyway, it went like this. No, officer, but, you know, I've got some nice, fresh-brewed Frankenmuth Dunkel in my back cooler here, and some smoked butt. Are you hungry? And she said,
but anyway,
that went on.
Yeah, but anyway, so no, that was a good story, but I just thought you'd appreciate that because I am using that muzzle loader exclusively. I left a shotgun in the safe this year, and I'm using that muzzle loader. I love it, Merle. You guys really set me up with that Thompson Center Triumph. It's a great, great firearm.
Don't those shoot accurate, though? I mean, beats the heck out of a shotgun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I got a 3-9 scope on there. You can really dial it in, and I shot five at 75 yards, and four of them were touching. So, I mean, it was right out of the box great.
What kind of drop would that have, Merle? If you just tuned in, we're talking with Merle from Allen Bob Sports. Merle Schumacher. Is it Schumacher or Shoemaker?
Shoemaker.
We're talking with Merle from Allen Bob's, and Randy got this sweet muzzle loader. Now, it's a Thompson Centerfire, right?
Right.
Okay. Yep. What, Merle, how far, at 175 yards, what do you suppose the drop would be on that thing?
It depends a little bit on the bullet configuration that you are shooting. If you're shooting a Sabot, 240 grain, say with 150 grains of powder,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have virtually no drop.
That's exactly what you set me up at is that exact combination of bullet and powder. And you're right. Well, I mean, I haven't shot that far, but we were out at 100 and a quarter, and there was no drop. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, and most everybody, and I would assume that you probably sighted in for 100 yards. If you're zeroed at 100. You're going to have very little drop at 175 with that bullet combination.
And that's really cool in a shotgun zone.
Right, exactly.
And you can shoot, you have no trouble shooting that in a shotgun zone.
No.
So that monster 12 point, if I come down and get a nice, sweet new muzzle loader and get rid of that old junky thing I've got, that monster 12 point that was about 180 out, I could have just tagged him. Wow, there's a reason right there.
The woulda, shoulda, couldas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. So, Merle, how'd that big buck contest going down there? You got a lot of great entries?
Yeah, the big buck contest is officially over. We did pick the winners, but we had, I think, 25 more entries than last year, and the size of the bucks was amazing to me. If you scan through the pictures on WBBL's website, it's just incredible how big the bucks were this year.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I mean, lots of people are seeing a lot better bucks in Michigan this year than in the past. Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about my first bow lesson, and we basically decided that it wasn't worth hanging on to that bow.
Isn't that that new bow amazing?
It is.
Those Bowtechs shoot great.
Merle jerked my old faithful out of my hand and traded in my, I won't say the brand, it's a beautiful bow, but honestly, that Bowtech shoots quieter, it's lighter, and it is dialed in. I mean, I didn't think I could get any better shot than I had. This thing is smooth. You've sold me. I mean, that Bowtech is amazing.
Well, you know, for a forgiving Bowtech bow and what you're shooting, they have the same brace height, meaning the distance from the handle riser to the string. A lot of bow companies will gain speed that way by shortening that distance up. But you're shooting the same brace height in the Bowtech bow over your old bow, and you're getting 35 feet per second faster speeds with this bow.
Wow.
And, you know, so that's amazing. It's a smaller bow. It's 80% let off. You're right, it's lighter by about 3/4 of a pound. I mean, these things shoot incredible, and I'm sure you'll be happy with it. Then
I'm thrilled.
I'm sure that next year when you go to Kansas, you'll put one down with it.
I'm ready to go right now.
That extra 35 feet per second might penetrate that shoulder blade, Bob.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. That was a Michigan buck. Well, we're going to have to wrap it up, Merle. Thanks so much. Appreciate your great lesson. I'll be back in this week with my new Bowtech, and we're going to spend a little more time in your target range down at Allen Bob's.
That sounds great. Thanks for everything, guys.
All right, man. Thanks. That is Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob's. What a great guy. He helps the show so much.
Well, coming up next, we're going to go out to our big Goomba out on the East Coast, Big Paulie. He's going to be talking about some fall grilling tips that he's got. But before we do that, I want to give you one more trip around the grill. And the last thing that you're going to buy for your brother-in-law who's got everything is the grill light. Okay? This time of year, it's dark when you go to work. It's dark when you come home. So buy him a grill light. He'll enjoy that. Stick with us. We'll talk to Big Paulie. We'll be back. I'm so far.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.